Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everybody, welcome to Best Show Best, the best of the best show. And you can find out more about the best show over at thebestshow.net. It airs live every Tuesday night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Standard Time. And if you're new to the program, this show, these are little bite-sized bits and greatest hits type samples of what we do every week. So if you like this, maybe you check out the full show. And if you want to support The Best Show, we have a Patreon set up over at patreon.com/thebestshow. That is how you support the program. It is listener-sponsored now, and you give what you can, and we appreciate it. And there are prizes and benefits at all different levels of giving. So, again, go to patreon.com/thebestshow and support the show. And now, please, without further ado, check out this episode of Best Show Best. Best Show, hi. Hello?
Sorry about that. My watch alarm went off.
Your watch? That's your watch alarm.
Of course it is.
Yeah. Wow, that's...
What else would it be?
A watch alarm I thought would just go like, beep, beep, or something like that.
Boring!
Okay, all right, that's fine.
That's a snooze.
Well, I know who this is.
You do?
I do, yes.
Okay, tell me, who am I?
This is Philly Boy Roy. Roy Ziegler, a.k.a. Philly Boy Roy.
At your service. Or actually, you should be at my service at this point.
Sure. I'll be at your service, Philly Boy Roy.
Okay. Whip me up some eggs.
How would you like your eggs, sir?
How about sunny side over the other side? I'm not a big egg guy, so I don't know what to order.
Sunny side over the other side.
Yeah, surprise me.
Okay. I'll poach them, sir.
Okay, that sounds delicious.
What's going on?
Oh, my God.
What's going on, Roy?
What a day, huh? A lot of news coming out of Philly today. Oh, my God.
Uh-huh.
You see, Bill Cosby, he got sentenced 3-10 up there in Norristown today, and he's going to do time up there in Collegeville.
He got sentenced today, Bill Cosby, yes.
It came down today. And look, I ain't going to lie. When I was a child, I loved his albums. Mm-hmm. But then he turned out to be a grade-A criminal monster, okay? And I'll tell you another thing. That guy's a blight on all things Philly, and that piece of deserves even more jail time, if you ask me. I'll tell you, man, what a creep.
Yeah, hey Roy, I had to bleep you there with that. You gotta watch your mouth on that.
I gotta watch my mouth?
Yeah, you gotta watch your mouth on that. The language like that.
Well, look, you can't talk to me like that.
I can't talk to you like that. Why
no.
Why can't I talk to you like that?
Because I am gritty.
You're gritty.
Yeah.
Gritty. It's so gritty. Gritty's not the first word I would use to describe you, Roy. But it's actually not, it's kind of accurate to call you gritty.
What are you on about, son? Crack Channel 6 Action News much? It don't sound like you do.
Well, no, I don't crack Channel 6 Action News ever, so You're right on that. Well, you're right on that.
You're lost. Okay, well, what I'm getting at is you are grunting at Gritty, the new mascot of the Philadelphia Flyers professional hockey team.
You're the new mascot of the Philadelphia Flyers, the NHL franchise.
Yes, Gritty.
Gritty. Okay, well, look, congratulations on being Gritty. How on earth did this come about?
Well, you know, what's funny is I barely remember how it came about.
Okay.
You know, I was DAU, drunk as usual, making my way through South Philly, and I stopped at McFadden's for a dose of vitamin Yingling.
For a dose of vitamin, okay.
Yeah, I was really deficient in that vitamin.
Well, it is important to take your vitamins.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I'm glad you're looking after yourself.
I take all the vitamins. Vitamin T.
Uh-huh, what's that?
Tasty cake.
Okay.
Vitamin TC.
What's that?
Guess.
Vitamin PC?
Yes.
What would that be?
Peanut chew.
Peanut chew. Okay. Vitamin PC. Yeah. Okay.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. So anyway, there's this suit and tie guy at the bar.
Uh-huh.
And I sidle up next to him and we start gabbing, right?
Uh-huh.
It turns out he's an executive in the Flyers front office, right?
Okay.
And I must have pitched him an idea for a Flyers mascot. Because a week later, he calls me and says, it's a go.
Okay.
So I go down to the Wells Fargo Center to talk to them about it, you know, and they show me the Gritty suit. And then they're like, yeah, we're just going to get some young dude or some young woman to wear it. And then they're going to be Gritty. And I'm like, that's like letting some child from School of Rock sub for Buck Dharma.
Uh-huh.
And Tom, you ain't going to believe this, but they didn't know who Buck Dharma is.
These employees of the Philadelphia Flyers didn't know a specific member of Blue Oyster Cult.
Yeah, these guys are in, like, their early 40s.
Yeah. Wow, oh my, who could believe that, huh? That sounds like
What a sorry state of affairs.
Really, it really is, it's falling apart, huh? Right in front of our eyes.
Going down the tube.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I pick up the piece of paper on the dude's desk that describes Gritty, and I go, hello, there's only one person in this whole damn town that fits this description, and you are looking at him.
Uh-huh, okay, well, what exactly is Gritty?
Okay, well, Gritty's official bio, his official thing is it reads like this. A subterranean entity that emerged from the bowels of the Wells Fargo Center during construction, just like in the Phantom of the Opera, and he feasts on hot dogs. Now, Tom, have you ever heard anything that was more me than that?
No, actually. I would have thought that was from your bio.
Like, yeah, like, exactly. Like, had I gone to high school or junior high school, that would have been on my yearbook photo underneath it. Next to activities. Guess what my activities would have been?
Something about the parking lot, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yes.
Parking lot lord.
Yeah. What other activities?
Smoking.
Sure.
Smoking weed.
Yeah.
Selling weed.
Okay.
Blue Oyster Cult.
Yeah. Can you name one member of Blue Oyster Cult, Roy?
Of course I can.
Other than Buck Dharma?
Of course I can't.
You can't. Okay.
No.
So why are you going off on them for only not knowing Buck Dharma? You only know one member.
Well, is that Mike? If that's not a crime, I'm not in management.
Well, that's a fair point. That's actually true. They are probably supposed to know these things.
Take that to the cleaners.
Sure.
And without too much starch.
Yeah, that does sound like you, though. that description.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, I want to keep adding to Gritty's, his story and his MO. So I'm going to keep adding things like he bathes every night in a vat of warm Yingling.
Okay.
And he gets his secret powers from listening to My Many Smells by the Dead Milkman.
Uh-huh, okay.
And he needs a steady supply of peanut chews, or he'll start slashing people with his ice skates.
Okay, all right.
Pretty scary, right?
It's very scary, actually, yeah.
Hey, speaking of skates...
Yeah?
Well, I lied and I told the management I could skate real good.
Okay.
A little bit of a fib. I'm real good at the actual skating part, but it's the starting and the stopping that's really hard.
That's a pretty important component to skating.
Well, I found that out the other night. It was my first night, right?
Yeah.
And I was firing off my t-shirt gun.
Uh-huh.
And I wiped out.
Okay.
And everyone started laughing, rightfully so. I mean, I'm like a plush animal, right, guy.
Yeah.
And I played it like it was a joke, too, and I meant to do it, but I really hurt my coccyx.
When you fell, you hurt
your
coccyx?
You know, okay. I don't have insurance, so could I send you a picture of my coccyx?
No, you can't. No.
That was the one thing about school I liked, is that in health class I could say that all I wanted,
yeah,
and no one could yell at me.
Untouchable, huh? You were untouchable.
Yep. Oh, excuse me, Miss Stover, where's the coccyx again?
Uh-huh. Never got tired either, did it?
No, I must have did it to her like 500 times.
Yeah,
she was so mad.
Gained strength, actually. Like
absolutely.
Somehow got funnier.
It did. It's funniest. I think it's the funniest it's ever been just now.
Right now. Right now it's... Okay, well, I'm glad... Yeah. Glad you found something to laugh at.
I did, you know, and I'm laughing a lot now because it's funny how things have a way of changing for the better. You know, if you think about it, you know, I got kicked off the Eagles just a couple months ago, but I end up finding a home just across the parking lot with them Flyers.
Very,
pretty cool, right?
Very cool. It's and it's very interesting that you would you'd lose one thing and you'd gain another thing.
Absolutely. Just like, I'm sure it's just like some kind of board game.
Uh-huh. Okay. Board game. Okay. Sure.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And you know what else?
What?
I don't want to get mystical or nothing, but this feels like what we in the know call a full circler.
A full circler?
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
Well, back in 1976, the Flyers actually had another furry mascot, and his name was Slapshot.
Uh-huh.
And Slapshot only lasted one season before he disappeared.
Oh, okay. All right. And what was it? Just kind of like he was not popular with the fans, and then they stopped using him?
No, he literally disappeared. It was after a game with the Atlanta Flames.
Huh. Well, that's strange. Do they have any idea what happened to what was his name, Slapshot?
Yeah. No.
Yeah. Okay. You're clearly. Yeah. Okay. Come on. What do you know about this?
I don't know nothing about it.
You're being very weird, Roy.
No, I'm not.
Yeah. What?
Well, I just said. No.
Yeah. Okay. What do you?
That's a standard answer.
Sure. Oh yeah. It just sounds. What do you know? What happened or not to Slapshot?
All right. Look. All I can say is that Slapshot was last seen getting into a blue Honda Civic with a Pennsylvania license plate that read PHLMNSTN. That's all I know.
Let me write that. What was that again? Say it again.
PHL.
PHL.
MN.
MN.
STN.
STN. Okay, so a lot of these license plates just do they remove the vowel. So PHL is probably, that's probably Philly, right?
Right, probably, I don't know.
Yeah, it's probably Philly. And then, was it MN?
Yeah.
Phil, okay, man.
It sounded like you wrote it down.
I'm trying to decode it now. Phil.
Okay.
Wait, Philly, this seems like Philly man Stan. Is what it's, didn't your father, was that like, or some other relative call himself Philly man Stan?
Hi everybody, Tim Heidecker here to let you know about our latest episode of Office Hours Live.
Office Hours is great fun.
With the great John Early and Theda Hamill.
Very handsome.
Thank you. They're here to talk about their new movie, Stress Positions. And we just had a wonderful time. There was a lot of laughter and joy. Don't believe me? Well, listen for yourself on the podcast app of your choice. You're not going to want to miss a second. That's at Office Hours Live at the podcast app of your choice.
Bum, 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 bum.
I love Vic and Doug, and I love drinking my wine.
Look, don't ruin this for me, okay? This is the best thing that could have ever happened to me.
Becoming gritty.
I'll tell you, I was already a god in this town, but this is going to make me like Zeus, the dad of all them lesser puny gods. You know, as written in the Bible in, what's the passage? Copulations 12:67.
All right, there's a bunch of things wrong with that last statement. I don't think Zeus is in the Bible. And I'm 99.999% sure there's no section called copulations.
Oh, you know, I think you're right about both. It wasn't Zeus. It was Hercules. And the chapter what was compulations.
Uh-huh.
No, compilation.
Compilations.
Yeah, it was inspired by those Maximum Rock and Roll compilations.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I like that part in the Bible where it teaches you how to book your own bleeping tour.
It does, yes. You know, yes. God knew everything back then.
Yeah, in the New Testament, you can book your own tour if you just follow.
God knew back then that everybody, literally everybody in America was going to be in a band at some point in their life.
Yeah, yeah. So that's when he formed Maximum Rock and Roll.
That's right. I'm just glad that now, four out of five commercials that we see feature people in rock bands.
Yes, a lot of commercials for people just playing guitar, just with other people. Just like there's so many casual bands out there that people.
Well, and also everyone's on tour too, so you gotta have Advil if you're gonna make your sound check.
Yeah. What, yeah, I can't play without my medicine.
That's right. Oh, boy.
You know.
I don't like it. Well, let's talk about something else.
Yeah, well, look, things are going well for you, Roy. You know.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, this gig could not have come at a better time. I'm going to level with you straight, okay?
How so?
Rhoda kicked me out of the house.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
That's okay. Yeah. She found out I was raising pigs in the basement.
Uh-huh.
And then I got fired yet again from the pencil factory.
Uh-huh. All right, well, what did you do this time?
I didn't do nothing! Okay, I was raising pigs there, too.
Why are you suddenly raising pigs?
Well, I hadn't thought it through enough, you know? It just seemed like something cool to do. I mean, who don't like pigs?
Uh-huh. Well, they are cute. Well, you know, they're big, though, right?
Well, I didn't know how big they get. I thought he was going to be kind of like, remember in Better Off Dead when he wears that, he works at the burger place and he wears the pig nose with the apron?
Uh-huh.
I thought it was going to be like that.
So you thought it would be a costume somehow?
Yes.
That you'd raise real pigs.
Yes.
And it would be nothing more than a removable costume.
Absolutely, and then I could parade around in the costume blasting everybody wants some.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Pig, yeah.
It didn't work out that way, though.
No, it didn't. So it didn't go well?
No, look, and so I got kicked out, I got fired, so no place to live, no money coming in. But now I got a job, and I can sleep at the Wells Fargo Center every night. Okay. But listen.
Yeah?
They don't know that I'm doing that, so keep your pie hole squinched, okay?
Keep my pie hole squinched.
Squinch it.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this, Gritty. Should I call you Gritty or Roy?
Oh, boy. How about King Roy?
Okay, King. I'm not calling you that.
Okay, fair enough.
Do you make enough money being the Flyers mascot to survive on?
Not really, but I get to go through the players' pockets in the locker room when I'm not on the ice.
Uh-huh. So when you... Wait. Hold on. What do you mean when you say you get to go through their pockets? This is somebody saying you can do that?
Well, the front office said to make myself at home, and that's what I do at home.
That's okay. That's... Yeah. When they say make yourself at home, they mean go. You can help yourself to a soda.
Oh, not what's in everyone's wallets and pockets?
No, they're not. That kind of goes outside the bounds of make yourself at home.
What about their cars? Because a lot of time the players leave their keys in their pockets and I go snooping around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I'd say that's out of bounds also.
All right, fair enough.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
What?
Rats. Well, you know, as part of my Gritty gig, yeah. I got to go visit sick kids in the hospital, and I'm late getting over to Pennsylvania Hospital. I got to get over there right now.
Uh-huh. But it's like after 10 o'clock at night now. Isn't that a little late to be visiting sick kids?
Well, you know, I was supposed to be there at 4 p.m., but I overslept, and, you know, the day just got away from me.
Uh-huh.
Like, hey, you know, I'm a star. They get me when they get me.
Oh, that's classy. That's...
That's how it works.
Yeah. You've been doing this for not a long time.
4 days.
4 days, and you're already pulling rank on people.
Mm.
On children, sick children.
Oh.
Wait, what was that?
Beer.
Oh, please tell me you're not drinking a beer before you go over and see sick kids.
Look, listen up. It's not a big deal, okay? And it's a proven fact that Howdy Doody, Big Bird, Alf, and Mayor McCheese all puff tough before they visited kids in the hospital. I've done my research. Now you do yours.
All right, that sounds... I don't know how you would prove that Big Bird smoked weed before he visited kids in the hospital.
It was in that movie with, what's his name, Michael Keaton? Came out like a year ago?
Birdman?
No, about McDonald's.
Oh, yeah, that movie.
Our Leader, is that what it was called?
The Founder.
Founder, yes, yeah. Yeah, there was one scene where Mayor McCheese is totally doing rips in a hospital.
With the founder of McDonald's?
I'm pretty sure. Oh, now you're making me question it.
Yeah. I don't know if I would have remembered the scene when the founder of McDonald's hung out with Mayor McCheese as he got high.
Oh, you know what? That was a dream I had. Forget it.
Okay, that sounds
that was
a little,
dream.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
What? What is it?
I left my Gritty costume at the arena.
Uh-huh. So where are you now?
Well, I snuck back into my old house to watch TV. Well, I guess I'll just have to improvise a costume. Hang on.
Yeah, wait. What are you doing?
I gotta put something together, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah. You're trying to find a costume?
Yeah. You know, many of those kids don't even know what Gritty is yet.
Uh-huh.
Oh, here we go. Voila! And I am ready to bring joy to the hospital children of Philadelphia.
Okay. What are you wearing, Roy?
Well, I have these old painter's pants on that got red paint all over them. Kind of look like blood splashes.
Uh-huh.
I got a torn Flyers jersey.
Yeah.
Ski boots.
Okay.
These cool Freddy Krueger knife finger gloves. And I got a Creature from the Black Lagoon mask.
Oh, great. That, yeah, I can't believe, even you, Roy, I can't believe you wouldn't think that that wouldn't terrify sick children in the hospital.
Relax, Grandpa, okay? Kids today have seen it all. Have you seen these video games they're playing? They should basically just smash each other with the games at this point. And look, I'm gonna prove to you that kids will love this costume, all right?
Okay.
Look, here comes Roger Jr. She's coming up the steps right now.
Yeah.
Roger Jr. Oh, no.
What?
She freaked out. She freaked out. And now the cop who wrote his senior's date, he's putting on his gun belt. I got a bolt.
All right. Well, be careful, Roy. Roy? All right. Well, he's gone. How about that, Mike, huh? Gritty. Thanks again for listening to Best Show Best. Much thanks to Jason Gore, Pat Byrne, Martine Celis, Brendan McDonald, AP Mike, and of course John Worster. Who else? Marcia Neumeyer, and you, the Best Show listener. Thank you. And if you like this, check out the full show every Tuesday night from 9 p.m. to midnight at thebestshow.net. And support the Best Show, patreon.com/thebestshow. Thanks so much for listening. Goodbye.